Paul?
Yes?
That man was here again.
The mailman?
No, the landlord. With the morning paper and the rent bill.
Well, let me have the paper, Johnny. I've seen the bill.
We'll go 50-50. Half the bill and half the paper for each of us.
You would keep the best part of the paper and give me the society page.
A lot of wisdom and news can be gleaned from the society page, my colleague in poverty.
But no means of employment.
Don't be too sure. Here, let me see that part of the paper.
Here, take my half of the bill, too. Gosh, Johnny, we've got to raise some money. Our landlord is going to get tired one of these days handing us the bill, and he'll throw us into the streets. It's all very well for you to But I assure you, being thrown into the street here in Venice is nothing to at. You've got to be a good swimmer to pick yourself up.
Yeah. Paul, listen to this. As far as my guidebook Italian permits, I make out that Miss Eleanor Malfi, whose father owns half of New York and has a mortgage on the other half, has come to Venice to spend a few weeks.
Isn't that just too something, rather?
And that European playboy, Prince André Pierre-Edouard de Vigne, is planning on making his first pilgrimage to the city of Gondola.
You don't say so.
The two of them ought to get together.
Ought to?
Yes.
All my lad, they're going to. And we're the boys who are going to arrange it. Come along.
Today's radio play, Royal Lover, is based on a most interesting story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
We're taking an awful chance, Johnny.
Why? Prince André hasn't arrived in town yet.
Yes, but someone may know what he looks like.
Well, what if they do? Didn't I get every picture available of him? And don't you look a dead ringer for him with that thick mustache.
I know, Johnny, but suppose we run into someone who knows him.
Listen, will you stop making boogeymen? Gosh, if I were 6 feet tall and had your looks, I'd do this job myself.
I wish you would.
Oh, snap out of it, Paul. You're André Pierre Edouard Devine. So much so his own mother wouldn't know the difference.
She might, Johnny. They say a mother always knows her own child.
Stop getting philosophical and listen. These prince guys are always meeting people. They can't possibly remember everybody. All you've got to do is look vague and let them identify themselves.
That's all, is it?
Sure. And as for this heiress, she's a cinch. All heiresses fall for titles. Just dangle one in front of their noses and they're hooked.
Yes, but suppose after we get engaged, she doesn't give me the advance on the dowry.
Listen, if you can't wangle the price of our room rent and the laundry bill out of your millionaire's fiancée, you don't deserve to have one.
All right, Johnny. I'll do or die. Lead on.
Now, Miss Maltby ought to come in and ask for her room key any minute. This is the time she usually gets in the hotel. I've watched her closely.
I bet you have.
I don't like the way you said that. But I'll let her pass this time. Oh, hey, here she comes. Come on over near the bed. We'll be engaging a room.
Yeah, we'll be thrown into the street, sure. How's your overhand crawl?
2-2-1-T. Take this gentleman to suite 6-1.
Oh, good evening, senor. We'd like to have the best suite available. His Highness is very particular about the location.
Mais oui.
Your Highness, we are honored.
Pardon me. May I have the key for 618, senor?
618. There you are, signorina.
Thank you.
If I may suggest to your Highness...
Jean!
Yes, your Highness?
Now, how could you be so clumsy? Locking the key from the end is so charming, monsieur.
Oh, I say I am sorry.
Oh, permit me, monsieur.
Thank you.
And permit me to apologize for my secretary's extreme clumsiness.
Oh, that's quite all right.
And to introduce myself. Monsieur, I am André Pierre Edouard de Vigne. A votre service.
Prince de Vigne? Why,
You have heard of me?
Heard of you? Well, who hasn't?
Yes, Your Highness.
See, that flowers are sent to Mentel with our formal apologies.
Yes, Your Highness.
Your Highness is too kind. That isn't necessary, I assure you. Good night.
Bonsoir, Mentel. How am I doing, Johnny?
Unspeakably well. Especially the flower keg. And what am I going to buy them with?
Listen, pal, you got me into this. Things have got to be handled in style. We can't be pikers. We have...
Say, Highness will register. We will be most pleased to place the royal suite at the disposal.
Will the royal suite be satisfactory, Your Highness?
If they have nothing else better, Jean, sign for me.
Grazie, Your Highness. And be lucky.
It's coming later.
Of course, of course. Avanti. So, Prince Devine to the royal suite.
So far, so good, Johnny.
Yeah, all except the flowers.
Your Highness, Prince Andrei?
Oh, who's this?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Your Highness, this is a surprise.
He's telling us?
Yeah, do you know this gentleman?
Oh, excuse me, Senor, but His Highness meets so many people.
Oui, of course. But I am such a good friend of His Highness. It seems odd that he doesn't recognize me.
Oh, yes. But certainly, yes, I recognize you now. Consifa, how are you? It's so nice to see you again. And now, if you will excuse me, please.
Oh, but Your Highness...
Come, John, the boy is waiting to show us to our suite.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, oui. Oh, that was a close call. What do you suppose that guy was?
I don't know, and I don't care. We've got more important matters on our minds. Now, my royal pretender, the next thing on the program is a few gondola rides with Miss Malfi. Now that you've met her.
That's my gondola, signor. I am one of the best gondoliers in all of it. My gondola, signor.
It is for the signorina to decide, gondolier. Which do you choose, Elino?
I think this one will be nice. I like his handlebar mustache.
Mille grazie, signor.
Handlebar mustache?
Yes, that's what I call that kind. It looks just like the handlebars on a bicycle.
That is good. Like a bicycle.
Oh, Your Highness. Good evening. Mademoiselle.
Monsieur.
May I have a word with Your Highness?
Please. I must beg you to excuse me, monsieur. This lady and I are going for a ride in this gondola. Get in, Eleanor.
All right.
Oh, careful, signorina. This is an important matter. I wish to discuss with you, Your Highness.
Yes, see my secretary, please. Here he comes now. Jean.
Your Highness?
See what this gentleman wants, please. So nice to see you again, monsieur.
Well, what can I do for you?
Gondolier, you may... How you say? Gondole.
Si, si, signor. Si, signor.
What a lovely night.
You make it lovely, Eleanor.
Your Highness, I want to...
This is my first pilgrimage to Venice. And I shall always remember it because of you.
Oh, Your Highness, you shouldn't say such things.
Why not? I mean them from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, you are sweet, Your Highness. But...
Highness, must you always address me so?
Well, isn't that the correct way to address a prince?
Oh, yeah, but it is so formal. Call me André.
Andre.
She's music when you speak the name, Eleanor.
As nice as that we're hearing across the water now?
Much more nice.
Oh, it couldn't be so lovely. Can't we just drift around here?
Maybe, but certainly. Gondolier!
Yes, Senor.
Gondol around here, within range of that music.
Yes, Senor.
How can I look at anything but you?
Andre.
I must tell you. I cannot be silent any longer.
Tell me what, Andre?
I love you.
What?
I am mad about you. I love you.
Oh, no. No, you can't. Not me.
Are you trying to tell me with whom I am in love? For days I have thought only of you. Talked only of you. And Lord, I tell you, I love you.
I'll say that again.
Again and again and again. I love you. I love you.
Oh, Andre. Oh, but you mustn't. This is wonderful, but it's madness.
Then the madness is not all on my part. You love me?
Please, Andre.
Oh, Anthony, darling, make me the happiest man alive.
Oh, Andre, I shouldn't, but I do.
Eleanor, my darling.
Paul, I've got some news.
And I've got some news for you. Johnny, she loves me. She loves me.
That's great, but...
But? Is that all you've got to say?
Yeah, the way things are.
Oh, I know what you mean. Eleanor is in love with the title, not with me.
Well, you see, Paul...
Yes, I see, all right. You told me all you had to do is to dangle a title under the nose of an heiress, and he'd be hooked.
Well, that's right, but now...
But now you're wrong. As a matter of fact, I'll bet the title's standing in the way.
What do you mean?
Well,
Last night when I told her I loved her, she kept saying I couldn't really love her.
Yeah?
And it was madness to think of it. And although she shouldn't, she did love me.
Well?
There's only one explanation. She's afraid of my being a prince.
Well, she needn't be.
Of course she needn't be, and I'm going to tell her so.
Now, wait a minute. We've got to work fast.
I'm going to work fast, all right. I'm going right down and confess I'm no prince and ask her to marry me just the same.
Maybe you won't have to tell her now.
Well, what do you mean?
I said I had some news for you. Oh, you'd better sit down. You need to.
What's the matter? Have we been thrown out of the hotel?
No, but we soon will be.
Why?
You know who our unknown friend is, the one you wished on me last night?
Probably the prince's brother-in-law. Who is he?
Oh, he's closer than that. He's his royal Nibs himself.
What?
That's what. And he said he would see you this morning.
Whoa.
Hey, wait for me. Where are you going?
Downstairs.
Avanti.
My bill, senor, please. I'm checking out of 618.
Un momento, signorina. The canto for 6
Eleanor.
Oh, I thought I'd be able to leave without seeing
you. Oh, I don't blame you. I'm sorry you had to hear it before I could tell you myself.
But, what are you saying? Where's your accent?
Then you haven't heard? Good. Eleanor, I'm no prince. I'm Paul Gordon.
What?
My pal Johnny and I thought up this gag to try and hoodwink you. It really was his idea, but I fell for it.
Hoodwink me?
Yes. You see, Eleanor, we're busted, flat, having a red dime. We thought you were like most heiresses and would fall for a title, and that we could get an advance on the dollars.
Oh.
I want you to know that although the real prince has showed up, I really am in love with you. And I want you to marry me, if you'll have me.
Are you sure I'm rich enough?
Eleanor, I don't give a hang about your money. In fact, I wish you didn't have a cent.
Paul, you mean it?
I never meant anything more in my life.
I'm going to take you up on that.
What do you mean?
Paul, I'm not Eleanor Morphy.
You're not?
No, I'm her poor cousin, Eleanor Jones, a working girl.
Well, then what
am I doing here? Taking cousin Eleanor's place. She decided to go to Switzerland, and rather than cancel her reservation, she let me have them. Nobody knows me anyway, so I didn't even bother to use my own name.
Oh, darling.
Digger, the prince.
What?
Excuse me, Your Honor.
Oh, Prince, I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah, he's terribly sorry.
No. You've kept the spotlight off me ever since you have run.
Now, I can explain everything, Prince Devine.
Shut up, please. Someone left here.
What?
How much is this worth to have you impersonate me for another week?
The dramatization to which you have just listened was suggested by one of the many interesting stories which appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer, who has a message of interest for you. Thank you.